am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Schoenstatt Way of Life podcast. I'm your host, Julia Monin, author of The World is Noisy, God Whispers books. This is the podcast for March of 2024. As always, this will be released on the 18th of the month, which means what? As this is released, we are finding ourselves in the fifth week of Lent, 1 week away from Holy Week, the holiest week of the year. And so naturally, this episode will perhaps be a point of reflection for us to kind of enter into Holy Week. I have two different things to share with you on the episode today. One is the gospel we will hear in the lectionary for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Assuming you're not at a mass where there's a scrutiny, where there's people in RCIA who are being welcomed into the church at Easter. If you are at one of those masses, you're going to hear the gospel of Lazarus being raised from the dead in the cycle A readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent. For the rest of you, however, you're going to be hearing the fifth Sunday of Lent, or you will have just heard, I should say, because this would have already happened as this podcast is being released. You will have heard the gospel from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33, which in that is that line I opened up with. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. So we have that gospel we're going to sit with and reflect with today on the episode, as well as a reflection from Father Joseph Kentenich's, one of Father Joseph Kentenich's Lenten sermons. I have in front of me today, as I'm recording this, a little booklet of Lenten meditations written by Father Joseph Kentenich, which come from sort of some of his different writings. But this one I'm going to share with you today is from one of his Lenten sermons. And so we'll tie the two of these together a little bit, but primarily this episode is going to serve more so as just like a place of departure, a place where we can sit and we can reflect in a particular way on those words I started with. What does this mean? And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. What is our Lord Jesus saying with that? And how are we welcoming him, inviting him, allowing him to draw us to himself, especially as we walk the passion with him, as we enter into his passion, into his death, and prepare to receive him in the fullness of his joy in resurrection on Easter Sunday. And so let's begin by putting ourselves in the presence of God by opening with the gospel I mentioned. This is from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. Again, that's the gospel from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Let's jump now to some words from our founder, Father Joseph Kentenich, from one of his Lenten sermons. And you'll see the tie-in, particularly with where I began, with that line Jesus gives to us in this gospel, "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." Okay, Father Kantonik's words. We see Golgotha before us, and upon it, Christ the crucified. How often have we not gazed upon this setting without giving it any further thought? As unimpressed by it as by our daily routine. Our habitual associations make no impression upon us. However, this scene should capture our soul so that we carry it with us into our daily lives and accept it and allow it to speak to us. He, who is raised on the cross, wishes to draw our hearts closer to himself in order that we may realize the promise, "When I am raised upon the cross, I will draw all things to myself." He desires my heart, that heart which throughout the year is so deeply filled with worldly concerns, that same heart which innumerable people, as well as the world and the devil himself, strive to win. Regretfully, we must admit, sometimes they have succeeded. He who hangs upon the cross calls our attention more urgently to his authority. He stresses that he possesses the first right over the heart which he created and which so many try to lure away from him. He wants to draw our hearts to himself. They should be completely his own. Every heartbeat should be for him and for those to whom God has given the right and privilege to share our love. Those are some powerful words from Father Kantonik related to the depth and the profound meaning of these words of our Lord. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. Of course, God is love. God is a lover, and he creates us in love, by love, and for love. He desires to be loved by us in return, for that is the reason for which we are made, to live in this loving relationship with him. And so God takes on our flesh, becomes one of us, walks with us, talks with us, proves himself that he is the Messiah in the miracles he's working and in the way that he's preaching. He proves that he is the promised Messiah. He's the one, the God-man who came to save us. And then, to prove it even more so, he dies on the cross and is raised from the dead. And he dies on that cross to show us the depth of his love and the depth of his desire to be loved in return. Let me say that again, perhaps in another way. He hangs on that cross. He dies for us. He gives himself over to brutal suffering as the Blessed Mother, Our Lady, watch and agonizes with him as her heart too is pierced, willingly participating in this suffering. Why? To show us how much he loves us so that he can then receive our love in return. Because God is a lover. And like all lovers, he longs to be loved. And so it's in this giving and this receiving of love. And of course, we get this promise of the Lord that Father Kantonik reminds us of in this homily, in this sermon, that when Jesus says this, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. I will draw all things to myself." Who cannot be moved by seeing that? If when we look at that scene, when we're reminded of that, when we see that depicted in art, when we see that in our memory, when we are taken there each and every Mass, when we relive this, when we represent this at every Mass on the altar, and we see our Lord there hanging, suffering, bleeding, dying for us, how can our hearts not be moved? Of course, Father Kantonik opens this sermon up, or at least this section of it where I'm reading from, to say we see this all before us upon it, Christ the crucified. But how often have we not gazed upon the setting without giving it another thought, right? We're unimpressed as we are by our daily routine, right? This has become normal to us. But if we let our hearts open just a little bit and we slow ourselves down just enough and we allow those graces to penetrate our hearts ever so slightly, we'll see that there's much to be impressed by this scene. And at the end of it is this God-man dying, thirsting for our love. And this is what we're getting, again, in this sermon we get from Father Kentenich. This scene should capture our soul, he says, so that we carry it with us into our daily lives and accept it and allow it to speak to us. One way we accept this scene, this reality that Christ came to save us, to suffer, to die, to rise from the dead in order to save us. One way we accept it is to accept the reality of our true identity, that we are beloved sons and daughters, that we're loved. And I don't know about you, but that can be an incredibly difficult thing to accept, right? It's much easier to beat ourselves up. It's much easier to say, I'm not worthy of love. It's much easier to say, yeah, that person over there, she seems worthy of love. I mean, she looks like she's got her stuff together, but me, no. If you knew what I did, if you knew the thoughts that were running through my head, if you knew how weak I was, no, I'm not worthy of love. And so part of us looking at that scene and allowing it to make an impression on us, to use Father Kentenich's words, part of this is to accept it, accept the reality that this is how much we're loved. This is how much you're loved. God took on our flesh in order to save us, in order to prove how much he loves us, in order to prove how much we are worthy of his love. So we should be able to look at this scene, accept it, allow it to speak to us. Father Kentenich continues, he who is raised on the cross wishes to draw our hearts closer to himself in order that we may realize the promise. What is the promise? Jesus' words from John chapter 12. When I am raised upon the cross, I will draw all things to myself. Father Kentenich continues, he desires my heart, that heart which throughout the year is so deeply filled with worldly concerns. Ah, yes, we all say, don't we? How quickly we are to give into concerns of the world, to allow ourselves to be overcome by fear, by panic, by worry, by guilt, by pride. Father Kensnick goes on to say, that same heart, this heart which should be God's and God's alone, which innumerable people, as well as the world and the devil himself, strive to win, this is the heart that belongs to God. And he who hangs upon the cross calls our attention more urgently to his authority. He stresses that he possesses the first right over the heart which he created and which so many try to lure away from him. He wants to draw our hearts to himself. They should be completely his own. Every heartbeat should be for him and for those to whom God has given the right and privilege to share our love. My friends, I don't have a lot to add to anything we've already discussed. As I mentioned in the beginning, today's episode, more than anything else, is just an opportunity for us to slow down for a second and to reflect. To think about perhaps what the Lord has done in his grace and in his goodness and in his mercy in us and through us this Lent thus far. And to think about how we might want to spend this time with him during these most sacred days of Holy Week. And maybe in a particular way, of course, we go to the lectionary. This is what Holy Mother Church gives us to reflect upon in our gospel as we enter into this fifth Sunday of Lent. We can think of these words of our Lord. Jesus himself at this time in this gospel says, I am troubled now. Fully God, fully man. Fully God, fully man. Recognizing that this is the reason he's here, to die for us, recognizing that desire to want to do the Father's will, and yet being fully human, saying, this is going to be hard. That's an understatement, by the way, but you get the idea. I am troubled now. How many of us can relate to that? I'm troubled now. I'm troubled about what I know is coming up with the surgery or with the diagnosis of a loved one, or I'm worried about the exam, or I'm worried about this, or whatever it is. We can enter in, Christ enters into our suffering through these words. I am troubled now. But he goes on, yet, what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? It was for this purpose that I came to this hour. So how quickly does Jesus resolve to do the Father's will in saying, Father, glorify your name. Glorify your name. And so again, to reflect upon as we go through Holy Week, these words at the end of this gospel, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. How are we allowing the Lord to draw us to himself? How have we during these days of Lent? How might he be inviting us to continue to do so? And are there any specific ways or any specific things or any specific maybe practices or devotions we can take on? Maybe it's just even spending more time with him in silent, reflective prayer that we can allow ourselves to be drawn to him in greater ways, especially during Holy Week. So not much to necessarily talk about this month, but so much to ponder and to think about. And I'm going to leave you actually with where we began. I don't know if you guys are used to or have ever spent any time with the ancient method of prayer, the Lectio Divinae, where we read sacred scripture, we ponder it, we think about it, and then we pray with it, we sit with it. Perhaps we put ourselves in the scene. Perhaps we wonder, okay, what is Jesus saying to me? Or who do I relate to in the scene of the gospel, right? Lectio Divinae. Read, think, pray. Read it, ponder it, pray with it, right? This idea. This episode is kind of an invitation for us to do that with both of these texts I've been reading to you. One from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. And then two from Father Kentenich's reflection, one of his Lenten sermons. And so I'm going to end this episode as I began, but in reverse order. Instead of starting with the gospel and then going into Father Kentenich's words, I'm going to start with Father Kentenich's words, read them again so that you can prayerfully listen to them. You can respond to them in the depths of your hearts. You can ponder them. You can pause and re-listen if you need to do that, whatever it might be. And we'll start with Father Kentenich's words, and then we will end prayerfully as we began with this gospel from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. And since we're going to just end with the gospel, I'm not going to say anything else after this is all said and done. And so let me say my goodbyes now. As always, it is an honor to be with you on this podcast. And I humbly ask that you keep me in your prayers, especially during Holy Week, and know that I'm holding you in my heart in a special way, especially during this sacred time as well. Okay, let's ponder. Let's read. Let's think. Let's ponder. Let's pray. First, Father Kentenich's words. We see Golgotha before us, and upon it Christ the crucified. How often have we not gazed upon this setting without giving it any further thought, as unimpressed by it as by our daily routine? Our habitual associations make no impression upon us. However, this scene should capture our soul so that we carry it with us into our daily lives and accept it and allow it to speak to us. He who is raised on the cross wishes to draw our hearts closer to himself in order that we may realize the promise, when I am raised upon the cross, I will draw all things to myself. He desires my heart, that heart which throughout the year is so deeply filled with worldly concerns, that same heart which innumerable people, as well as the world and the devil himself, strive to win. Regretfully, we must admit, sometimes they have succeeded. He who hangs upon the cross calls our attention more urgently to his authority. He stresses that he possesses the first right over the heart which he created and which so many try to lure away from him. He wants to draw our hearts to himself. They should be completely his own. Every heartbeat should be for him. And for those to whom God has given the right and privilege to share our love. Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.